Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This is the one thing I said while the Mets were collapsing. This cannot be a distraction from the actual offseason of what they need to do, which is basically blow the whole thing up and get actual players in here. But Pete Alonso's going to handcuff everything. Get this done. Set us all free from it. Just get it done one way or the other. Either move on or sign to a contract.
And people in the know, BT, seem to think that the way that, you know, the way that Boris operates and their demands, that this is, again, going to drag out, which is why I'm saying if you're the Mets, you can't be held hostage by Alonso. As much as you want his bat back in that lineup, you got to move on and do other things.
It's only going to drag out if the Mets let him do it. That's the thing. You know, Boris has his playbook, and usually, you know, he's got the leverage because he's got the big-time clients, but you know, I mean, the Mets have a little leverage in the sense that you would think that Pete would like to stay here, and they've got to exercise that power and say, hey, listen, Scotty, we know what you try to do and get those extra years, but if we don't know by this date, we're moving on, buddy, so you better let them know what's going on.
The other thing that I've heard, again, from people in the know is that Boris won't, whoever his other clients are, he won't move on them before Alonso, meaning with the Mets, I'll say as it pertains to the Mets.
Yeah.
He won't do anything that would prevent the best business for Pete, let's say, his other client. Meaning that, who's Bellinger? Do we know about Bellinger? Is he a Boris guy?
I think he is a Boris guy.
Me too, which is why I'm saying I just want to confirm that. Let's say he is. And again, I'm just throwing out hypothetical because I forget. I talked to so many different people about this so many different times over the years, but I know that Bellinger is. So let's say the Mets say, we want Bellinger. Boris would be like, hold on now. You got to figure out what's going on with Pete first. Meaning, because he knows that if the Mets were to sign Bellinger, he loses leverage with Pete.
But why didn't he do that with Soto and Pete last year?
Well, he did. He waited Soto wasn't signed until December.
December 11th, I think Juan signed, right?
And also, he was a different animal. I think he got to a point where, you know, they reached their whatever it was, and then the rest of the offseason fell into place. In this, and also Soto had nothing to do with Pete. In this particular case, let's say Bellinger.
Oh, same position kind of deal. Well,
if the Mets sign Bellinger, likely they're going to be less likely to sign Pete. It might be in addition to, it might not. And I don't know if Boris is going to be willing to have the Mets use up one of their spots on, even though it's one of his clients. That might hurt Pete Alonso's leverage. If you take the Mets out of play for Pete, whatever his market is going to be significantly dented.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. But the Mets have to be smart, and they will be, that they're not just, you know, used in the process here.
Correct.
I mean, if we're saying this on the radio, that's business 101. The Mets clearly know that, and they can't let that happen. So they've got to kind of rewrite the rules a little bit here. It's on the Mets' parameters. It can't be on Pete's timeline this year. It's just, you know, it's business. It is what it is. So let me ask you that. Put Pete aside for a sec, okay? Yeah. There's a thought, and I don't even really necessarily know where I stand yet. I want you to get first crack at this. So thought is, we both think, and or know, the Mets need to do a lot this offseason.
Right.
We also think that there's probably a temptation for Cohen to flex because he's a little bit pissed off from last year, but the possibly being offset by what's a bit of a conservative approach by the general manager. Do you think that the Mets just go bonkers this offseason with everything?
I think the Mets are going to be aggressive, very aggressive, but also smart. And that's kind of where I'm at. I think that there's this notion that you need to bring back Diaz and bring back Alonso. And a part of me understands that. And then on top of that, go get Skubal and go get Suarez. I understand that. I don't know if it's smart business. I know it's not smart business, and I wouldn't do it. I don't care how many home runs he has as a Met. I'm not bringing Pete back without the idea that he's going to be a primary DH. I also don't know if it's smart business to just commit to a closer that's already given you his best years for another 5 years, $100 million.
I'm not feeling the re-signing of Diaz at all. That is not very important to me. I'm sorry.
I think they're going to do it. I think he wants to be here, and I think they want him. I just don't think it's good business. We went over this years ago with Hader. I wanted the Yankees to go get Hader. They didn't do it. He hasn't been the same. He's been good, but he hasn't been the same certainly as he was with Milwaukee. And Stearns didn't want to commit big money, which is why he ended up trading all those guys. I can't commit big money to a closer. But if Steve Cohen says, well, it doesn't really matter, we want him here and focus on more the next 2 years as opposed to the final 3 years of that deal, then maybe you have a little more wiggle room to work with if you're Stearns. But to answer your question, I think they're going to be as aggressive as any other team in baseball, maybe outside of the Dodgers, but they should be on par with that. But also just doing it in a smart way. I don't think it's just, let's sign this guy and let's sign that guy and let's sign this guy. You got to figure out, this group wasn't good enough. Even with the monster years that they got from Soto, Alonso, Lindor, and Nimmo, it wasn't anywhere near good enough. Defensively, all that. And I don't believe it's just a matter of fixing the rotation to make them better. I think it's deeper than that.
It is.
So that's what I want to see. I want to see the aggressiveness in the rotation, which is easy to repair. Trade, free agent, throw some money, go get a couple of arms, put them in that rotation. They're already better there. Bullpen I wouldn't worry about because those things you could fix in season. How are they going to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To fix the core, the infrastructure of this group, when they've already committed a lot of money, the easy thing is to let Alonso walk, but now you're losing counted on production behind Soto, which is why I say I wouldn't let him walk. I'd want him to be the DH.
Here's the other thing that I think is a little tricky for the Mets, and there's no guarantee that they navigate this the right way. I think it's very hard to do this. They've got a very highly rated farm system. We all know that, right? Which means they'll be
finally
in play. Yeah, for sure. Which means they'll be in play for Skubal and all the other stuff that we've already talked about here. But going bonkers, that's why I asked you the question, like, you know, the Bellingers and maybe a Schwarber or you know, Pete bringing back Diaz, all the things we've Tucker or whatever, if you want to throw that on the table. So it's hard, or it's challenge to commit multi-year, several multi-year deals to players when you have players who are ready to play. at the minor league level.
Right.
Like, you generally do that when your minor league system is not very good and you just buy some players if you got the resources. But the Mets are in the decision slash evaluation mode right now of determining, all right, is Jet Williams going to be a player for us moving forward?
Right.
What about the center fielder?
Bench,
what about the first
bench,
baseman?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Exactly.
So I don't know how they view these prospects. They probably like them, but do they love them? And if they love them, then why would you give either Pete or Bellinger or Tucker or whomever 5-, 6-, 7-year deals when they're just going to block the path, or Bregman, when they're going to block the path to somebody that might be ready to play?
And go ahead, Off. You have a question?
I do, because here's the deal, right? They have about $250-something million committed to the books as it is right now, okay? How much to catch up to the Dodgers in any capacity, financially or just talent-wise, you're going to have a lot of turnover. You're going to have to add a lot of pieces to it. Are we talking about, is this going to be closer to a $400 million payroll? Or are we going to say there's a cap at $350? Because then you're talking about another weak team that's not going to go anywhere. Because you're replacing, you're trying to replace Alonso and Diaz, who aren't already there. So who are you replacing them with, right,
yeah,
with all those numbers? And now you're going to, just to replace those two guys, but we already have a ton
other
of other
holes.
Yeah,
right,
everywhere. Well, legitimately a pitching rotation.
But
yeah,
that's the problem. But the rotation, I think, is an easier fix than it may seem. Now, even if you forget Scooble, and I wouldn't, he'd be the primary thing, but let's just say the Tigers don't
Mets make... Mets are going to get Scooble. They're going to get him.
But the Tigers have to make him available.
They're going to get him.
I tend to feel the same way, but I'm not 100% sure. I think the Tigers are going to end up trading him, and when they do, the Mets will land him. Let's just say that the Tigers don't make Scooble available.
Mm-hmm.
You still can repair the rotation.
For sure.
Rather simply, just go sign two of the top free agents. It's not that hard. Now, or trade for somebody else and sign one of the top free agents. Repairing the rotation is, to me, the easy fix here for the Mets. It's the rest of it, how you're cleaning that up. Where's the balance with which young guys are you going to believe in and rely on?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, to win a World Series, you need to, those guys have to hit. Like, you have to make sure you make the right decision and say, well, Benj is a player, or Jet Williams has come up and contributed. You're going to need some kind of combination, a balance. Also, how are you going to, are you going to roll with Brandon Nimmo in left field every day
again? I think that they are. I wouldn't, but I think that they are.
I'd rather him, if you let Pete walk, I think it's an easier fix where you have Nimmo DH a little bit. You could get a better defensive left fielder.
Or Vientos could be the righty DH, and obviously Nimmo lefty.
I want Vientos out. BT, how are you getting better? How are you getting better? In forget the rotation.
Yep.
In the lineup. Soto's not going anywhere. You have no idea who the center fielder is, and even the options for center field outside of Bellinger aren't slam dunks. Could Benj be it? Maybe. Could they go trade for Luis Robert? Okay, maybe. There are no slam dunks in center field, at least not that I'm seeing, outside of Cody Bellinger, and I don't think it's likely. Nimmo in left, no center fielder, Soto in right, Lindor's not going anywhere at short, the Vientos, Beatty, Mauricio at third, the same thing at second, Acuna, McNeil, Jet Williams even.
It's not good enough. Can't do it.
Alvarez a catcher. So it's not good enough. So how are they changing all of that? And even if I say, well, Lindor's not going anywhere, Soto's not going anywhere, now, how are you going to reconfigure the rest of that? There's a lot of questions.
They got a lot of work to do, man. But here's the one that I know you're focusing on, the hitting, which I don't necessarily disagree with, at least for this part of the conversation. But and this is a smaller thing, but this matters. So how many starts, Hop? I don't know if you know off the top of your head. McClain had, what, 11 starts? I think that's the number in my head.
Wow.
I think it was 11.
Right up there with Shohei Ohtani, if he could only hit.
Yeah, I think it was 11. Either way, I don't think it was much more than that. You're going, if he's healthy, you're getting 20 more starts from McClain this year.
Right.
So now, if McClain started last year in the rotation, how many?
8 starts.
That's it?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so even more. But let's just say 20, right? Because usually top of the rotation guy gets 32, 33 starts. But do a whole number 20. Imagine if McClain had 20 more starts for the Mets last year. They're a playoff team.
Right.
They're a playoff team. Now, listen, when you do that, that's also a little foolhardy because, God forbid, if he gets hurt, I mean, I know it's never quite that literal. We'll just insert this and project that out, and that'll work out, and he'll carry the mail here, and this guy will incrementally, you know, progress the Sprode or Tong. I know it's never that easy, but I think all of us think that McClain, like, I look at McClain in a lot of ways, and Schlittler, too, but I'm talking about the Mets. I look at McClain in a lot of the ways, I look at like Jackson Dart, like a no doubter. Like
right.
I think
they
he's
still
a stud,
they still it wasn't good enough even when he came up.
No, I know, but that's why I'm saying it would have been. I think it would have been good enough if McClain had 20 more starts, which he will have this year as a full-time top of the rotation from opening day pitcher, then the Mets don't win 83 games last year. I think the Mets probably win 85, 86, 87, and are a playoff team.
I don't think it's as difficult to repair the rotation as everybody's making it seem. It's an easier fix. That's why I'm saying the challenging part, the hard part, is reconfiguring that lineup and their defensive alignment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.